You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Bag's Groove by the Miles Davis All-Stars. Vibraphonist Milt Jackson's nickname was Bags, since he was so fond of those famous late-night jam sessions, he hardly got enough sleep and developed deep bags under his eyes. And there's a classic of jazz name for him, with Miles Davis on trumpet, Thelonious Monk on piano, Percy Heath on the bass, and Kenny Clarke on the drum kit. Recorded Christmas Eve, 1954. My name is Paul Kivy, and this is the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 38, featuring both Bennies, Carter and Goodman, a couple classics by Horace Silver, and a twin trumpet session starring Dizzy Gillespie and Roy Eldridge. First, here are two cuts from a September 24, 1954 recording session led by trombonist J.J. Johnson, with pianist Wynton Kelly, Charles Mingus on the bass, Kenny Clarke on drums, and Sabu Martinez on the congas. This is Coffee Pot.
Thank you.
two from the J.J. Johnson Quintet, Old Devil Moon and Coffee Pot. Trombonist J.J. Johnson from Indianapolis took part in the first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in 1944 at the age of 20 and was elected by Dizzy Gillespie, Dizzy's word, to be the bop trombonist. This is the recorded history of jazz. Here's pianist Dave Brubeck's quartet with alto sax Paul Desmond in place, but with the classic lineup not yet complete, since in 1954 it's Bob Bates on bass and Joe Dodge on the drums. The tune is Stompin' for Millie. Thank you. Stompin' for Millie, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, recorded October 13th, 1954. By comparison to September, which took up most of Volume 37 and some of this one, October was downright barren. That's the only cut I'm going to play for you. I'm Paul Kevy, and you have stumbled into the recorded history of jazz. Or maybe you've made time in your day for it, so if so, I heartily thank you. Here's the first time tenor saxes Ben Webster and Illinois Jacket recorded together, with Johnny Acia on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. It's a real smoker. The Kid and the Brute. Thank you. The Kid and the Brute. The Brute, Ben Webster, and the Kid, Illinois Jacket, Tradin' Licks. I dig it. From December 13th, 1954. I am neither Kid nor Brute. I am Paul Kivi, the host of the Recorded History of Jazz. It's been a couple years since we've heard from the King of Swing, Benny Goodman. Now 45 years old in 1954, let's hear a couple tunes from where he is at. On the first small group session, he's joined by pianist Mel Powell, who gained greater fame as a composer. Then we'll hear the full orchestra on Let's Dance. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? Thank you. That's the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Let's Dance. Benny Goodman's trio before that with What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry. Benny Goodman on clarinet, obviously. Mel Powell on piano, Bobby Donaldson on the drums. Both tunes recorded in November of 1954. This is the recorded history of jazz. Trumpeters Dizzy Gillespie and Roy Eldridge joined forces, along with the nearly ubiquitous in 1954 Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass. Louis Belson joins him on the drums and Herb Ellis on the guitar. This is a twin trumpet feature recorded November 29th, 1954. The tune is Limehouse Blues. Thank you. Limehouse Blues, Dizzy Gillespie and Roy Eldridge, the twin trumpets wailing away there. Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and Louie Belson behind them. This is the recorded history of jazz. I've got jazz and related recordings from 1893 to the present. I'm Paul Kivi, and I'm working on it. Benny Carter was somehow not out of ideas after all his recording in the fall of 1954 that we've heard on the last two shows, so he dragged pianist Oscar Peterson and bassist Ray Brown back into the studio on November 12th. Drummer Buddy Rich must have had enough, as his chair was taken by Bobby White, plus Herb Ellis on guitar makes a quintet. Here are Poinciana and Will You Still Be Mine. That's alto saxophonist Benny Carter's quintet with a pair from November 12, 1954. Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Bobby White on the drums. That was Will You Still Be Mine? Before that, we heard Poinciana. I hope you enjoyed the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 38. Next time, we'll hear some classics from Horace Silver, Kenny Dorham, and Chet Baker. And Dizzy and Roy will team up again and add a third trumpeter, Sweets Edison, so that should be interesting. Hope you can make it. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 FM KBXE in Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and online at KAXE.org.